Let's just jump back and forth and hope it gains enough currency for there to be sort of a census fideum.
I'm going to go with a Marist. Wait, because he's a Mari, man. But if you did a Marius, though, you'd have to add another I. And look, Greta Thunberg says the world is coming to an end and we're squandering resources, so we shouldn't use extra I's if we can avoid it.
That's true. That's true. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to get derailed from the Amarism, but, I mean, the things that I've been reading about that poor girl, her eating disorders and her, you know, she went 2 weeks without eating or something like that because she got herself so worked up over climate change. It's really very, very sad.
Her parents got her worked up over climate change. So
exactly.
she has an eating disorder. She's ADHD. She has Asperger's. There's a fourth one in there, and I'm reading about this. A psychologist is that she's OCD. I'm reading about this, and a psychologist has diagnosed her just from watching her speak and what have you. And a psychologist goes like, "This child needs help. She needs treatment. She does not need a platform. Where are the adults in her life? You know,
exactly. And if, I mean, gosh, if nothing else, she needs a stable life to go to school and to come home and to be with her parents.
Well,
just appalling the way I don't know. It's a sick world where not only do some parents abrogate their duty to their child to politics, but you know half the world applauds them for it. Terrifying.
Yeah. Well, and there's more to it than that. As I was talking about earlier in the first hour of the show, if you're going to say that the world is coming to an end, then don't you have a similar duty to provide a path to salvation, to eternal life? And and that is absolutely 100% missing from any of this.
That's true.
And that's because the Holy Father and the current administration in the Vatican are promoters and defenders of Greta Thunberg and her ilk. So you're not going to get any of the maybe our Lord is coming back, and all the dead bodies will be reanimated, right? As we say in the creed, and that there will that will begin the judgment of the living and the dead, as our Lord promised. No one's preparing these children for eternity, Michael. That's a crime right there.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So let's go back to the beginning here. Last time we had you on, you were traveling. We had a terrible phone connection. We soldiered on through for the 20 some odd minutes anyway. But since then, you got married.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
And I want to say that you were one of the editors of the National Catholic Register. Was that right?
I was the U.S. editor of the Catholic Herald.
Catholic Herald, okay.
Yeah.
And
which is it's British and it's a little punchier and I think the artwork's better. I like the Register too. The Register is fine, but I'm still very loyal to the Herald.
Okay. And now you're the that you've been taking on another gig, I guess then, which is the editor of Crisis Magazine.
Even better.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
No, go ahead. No, these aren't the same publications. They're not the same owners, are they? No.
No. The Crisis also has the added benefit of being 100% American. And it's an old magazine founded, not as old as the Herald, but it's founded in 1982 by Michael Novak and Ralph McInerney. So it's got a pretty distinguished American pedigree.
So, Michael Novak, the son of Robert Novak?
I don't think that there was actually...
Different
there, I
Novak.
I think there are three Novaks, and two of them are related, and the third isn't. And I always forget which is which.
So I think the Michael Novak that founded Crisis then would be the Michael Novak that was trying to was being asked by the Bush administration... To go to Rome,
right.
To go to Rome and try and convince Saint John Paul II to sign off on the Iraq War, and JP2 wouldn't do it.